Welcome and Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you that are in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone, on the recording, on a later day, and on the radio. Welcome to each one on this blessed Sabbath, August 27, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Hope you did. Lessons 193, we are in chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee, Part 4. The opening song is a scripture song from the book of Jude, verse 24 to 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with his deity joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now and forever. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed shall be named, thy kingdom come, our be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day a daily bread to further this. He leadeth not into temptations, but delivereth us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever to ever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, The Crisis in Galilee, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah.
So, blessings, everyone. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. He that had the Son had life, and he had not the Son of God had not life. John chapter 3, verse 4. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? John chapter 6, verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life.
John 6, 48. I am the bread of life. John 6, 49. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. John 6:50. This is the bread which cometh from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die.
Amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. He said, John 6:51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. John 6:52. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat. John 6:53. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, as if ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, he have no life in you.
John 6:54. Whoso eat my flesh and drink my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
Amen.
John 6:55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. John 6:56. He that ate my flesh and drink my blood dwell in me, and I in him. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 388 through 389. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 388. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 388. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Through the beloved John, who listened to these words, the Holy Spirit declared to the churches, This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. 1 John 5:11-12. And Jesus said, I will raise him up at the last day. Christ became one flesh with us in order that we might become one spirit with him. Next slide, please. Desire of Ages, page 388. It is by virtue of this union that we are to come forth from the grave, not merely as a manifestation of the power of Christ, but because through faith his life has become ours. Those who see Christ in his true character and receive him into the heart have everlasting life. It is through the Spirit that Christ dwells in us, and the Spirit of God received into the heart by faith is the beginning of the life eternal. Desire of Ages, 388, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, by what virtue are we to come forth from the grave? And who are they that have everlasting life, and through whom does Christ dwell in us? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is, it is by virtue of the union Christ became one flesh with us, in order that we might become one spirit with him. Through faith, his life has become ours, and those who see Christ in his true character and revise him into the receive him into the heart, and it is through the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
See him as he is, and every man that
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 388. Kabbalah.
The people had referred Christ to the manna which their fathers ate in the wilderness, as if the furnishing of the food was a greater miracle than Jesus had performed. But he shows how meager was that gift when compared with the blessing he had come to bestow. The manna could sustain only this earthly existence. It did not prevent the approach of death, nor ensure immortality. And then on the slide, it says, manna from heaven, and it says, God provided what they needed. And there's an arrow that says, manna, bread for physical provision during the wilderness, and that is temporal. And on the other arrow, it says, manna, Jesus for spiritual provision throughout eternity, that says eternal. Amen. And continuing, but the bread of heaven would nourish the soul unto everlasting life. The Savior said, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And on the slide it says, Jesus is the bread of life, and the word became flesh. And continuing, to this figure, Christ now adds another. Only through John could he impart life to men. And in the words that follow, he points to his death as a means of salvation. He says, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And that was Desire of Ages, page 388, paragraph 2. And that's by God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, how much greater was the manna that came from heaven than the manna which your fathers ate in the wilderness? In what way did Christ point to his death? And what did he say? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, voila.
The answer is that manna sustained only this earthly existence. It did not prevent the approach of death nor ensure immortality, but the bread of heaven will nourish the soul into everlasting life. And he points to his death as the means of salvation. He says, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one also is from the book of John instead of 1 John. And just give me a few seconds. I don't know. Just a minute. Amen. So let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 388, Babala.
Desire of Ages 388. The Jews were about to celebrate the Passover at Jerusalem. In the commemoration of the night of Israel, deliverance went to destroy an angel, smoked the houses of the of Egypt. In the Paschal Lamb, God desired them to behold the Lamb of God, and through the symbol received him, who gave himself for the life of the world. Amen. Next slide, please. Continuing the Seven Ages, page 388. But the Jews had come to make a symbol all important. What its significance was unnoticed, they discerned not the Lord's body. The same truth that was symbolized in the Paschal service was taught in the word of Christ, but it was still undiscerned. The Seven Ages, 388, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What did the partial lamb symbolize with God's desire that the Jews to behold in it? And did they see the importance of the symbol? If you know the answer to the two questions, dear ones, bubble up.
In the Paschal Lamb, God desired them to behold the Lamb of God, and through the symbol receive him who gave himself for the life of the world. And no, they had come to make the symbol all important. Its significance was unnoticed and undiscerned.
Desire be this page 389. Now the rabbis exclaimed angrily, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They affected to understand this words in the same literal sense as did Nicodemus, but he asked, "How can a man be born when he is old?" John 3:4. To some extent, they comprehended the meaning of Jesus, but they were not willing to acknowledge it. By misconstruing his words, they hoped to prejudice the people against them. Desire Ages, page 389, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What two literal senses did the angry rabbis exclaim, even as Nicodemus once asked, but the rabbis were not willing to acknowledge the truth in them, and why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, the rabbi's question was, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Or for, as for Nicodemus, his was, how can a man be born when he is old? And to some extent, the rabbis comprehended the meaning of Jesus, but by misconstruing his words, they hoped to prejudice the people against him.
Continuing, Christ did not soften down his symbolical representation. He reiterated the truth in yet stronger language. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day. But last day, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." And on the slide it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." And that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, how did Christ repeat the truth yet in stronger language? And what will whosoever eateth his flesh and drinketh his blood have, if you know the answer to the question, dear ones? Bubble up.
The answer is by stating, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. And whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day."
To eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ is to receive him as a personal Savior, believing that he forgives our sins and that we are complete in him. It is by beholding his love, by dwelling upon it, by drinking it in that we are to become partakers of his nature. What food it is to the body, Christ must be to the soul. And on the slide, it says here, my sins, and it's an arrow that says my sins as Jesus is on the cross, and it says my sins were laid on Christ. And it says here also on another slide, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 through 15, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Once again, that was from 2 Timothy verse 3, chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Amen.
The survey just page 389. Food cannot benefit us unless we eat it, unless it becomes a part of our being. So Christ is of no value to us if we do not know him as a personal Savior. A theoretical knowledge will do us no good. We must feed upon him, receive him into the heart, so that his life becomes our life. His love, his grace, must be assimilated. The Sermon of Ages, 389, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. What does it mean to eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ? And how are we to become partakers of his nature? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, Kabbalah.
The answer is to eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ is to receive him as a personal Savior, believing that he forgives our sins and that we are complete in him. And it is by beholding his love, by dwelling upon it, by drinking in it, that we are to become partakers of his nature.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the second book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and this is the second section of the story time, and our dear brother Graves will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. We are to take time to think about God. Now, why would we do that? Well, if you're going to go somewhere, don't you think about it? And we're all, hopefully, planning to go to heaven when Jesus comes. So let's think about it. Lord says, be still and know that I am God. That means listen to him and his word. I will be exalted or honored among the heathen. I will be exalted or honored in the earth. Psalm 46:10. Christians should cultivate or develop a love for meditation, for thinking about what God has told us in the Bible, and cherish a spirit of devotion or a study of God's word and prayer. Many seem to begrudge moments spent in meditation. They don't like to take time away from other things that they like to do, and the searching of the scriptures and prayer, as though the time thus occupied was lost. They think they should spend time doing what, doing that, but let me see, they think, why should I spend time doing that when I'd rather play or work? I wish you could all view these things in the light God has, would have you, or the way that God wants you to, for you would then make the kingdom of heaven your first importance, the first importance. When we understand that what Jesus did for us, we will want to know more about it. To keep your heart or thoughts in heaven will give vigor or energy to all your graces or abilities, and put life or energy into all your duties. You will go around singing as you help Mama around the house. To discipline the mind or to make an effort to dwell upon heavenly things will put life and eagerness or earnestness into all your endeavors, or give us a reason for doing the things we do. Then everyone who desires to be a partaker of or share in the divine nature appreciate the fact that he must accept escape the, yeah, really that's different, that he must escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. That means we need to get away from the worldly desires and worldly things. There must be a constant, earnest struggling of the soul against the evil imaginings of the mind. You have to resist bad thoughts. There must be a steadfast resistance of temptation to sin in thought or act. A steadfast resistance to temptation means keep saying no to bad thoughts and words. The soul must be kept from every stain. A stain is a scar on our characters. Through faith in Him who is able to keep you from falling, if we ask Jesus to help us resist temptation, He will do it. We should meditate or think upon the scriptures, thinking soberly and candidly or thoughtfully upon the things that pertain to or are about our eternal salvation. The infinite mercy and love of Jesus, the sacrifice made in our behalf, that means for us, call for most serious and solemn reflection. We need to think about that. We should dwell upon or think about the character of our dear Redeemer and Intercessor. Do you know what an intercessor does? He says, Father, please forgive Johnny for his sins. We should seek to comprehend or understand the meaning of the plan of salvation. We should meditate or think upon the mission of Him who came to save His people from their sins. By constantly contemplating or thinking about heavenly themes, our faith and love will grow stronger. Our prayers will be more and more acceptable to God. Do you know what acceptable means? It means God will like it. Because our prayers will be more and more mixed with faith and love. They will be more intelligent and fervent, or earnest, or honest. When the mind is thus filled, the believer in Christ will be able to bring forth good things from the treasure of the heart. Sons and Daughters of God, page 109. In our beginning text, be still and know that I am God. That means listen to Him in His word. I will be exalted or honored among the heathen. I will be exalted or honored in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 5 of our study entitled The Crisis in Galilee of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any of one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, Babula.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our very beautiful Miss Lord, that had this first day, we thank you for your spirit to work us as it needs. We thank you for your kindness, Miss Lord, to have in the name of us a day, forgive us all for our sins, our miseries, and our past experience. Forgive us if we don't need you more in your step of our domain. Let us be able to partake in your flesh before our body will be on our altar. For all these things we need. We thank you and we just do so and so. Make us feel that I always have been with God for words to be honest. Let us feel that I always just be thankful to you, yes, and also, you know, give some promises we have other promises that we need to go and pray to you, before we meet the people out there who need each other. I pray that you may be able to and keep on helping to be conscious of this name in the world and stand happening and have their hearts. We also pray that you may be able to and also help us be able to tell the things that we can do better and pray. Let's be able to have courage and make some things grow. For the Jesus, most of all the creatures that are there in the universe, that's the first that we need. We pray for spirit to help for our spirit to have courage to be there to have a strong power and a strong mind, and also a strong body. We pray for the spirit to be around the king, with the Sabbath, and be able to be.
Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, by God's grace, we will continue with part 5 of our chapter 41, The Crisis in Galilee, and that will be held September 3rd, 2016. We would like to thank all of the dear brethren that participated in the study. And we also created activity for the whole family to enjoy and continue this beautiful dialogue of the gift that heaven has given us, Christ Jesus. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you all have a continual blessed and peaceful Sabbath. God bless each and every one of you, dear brethren.